All right. So how are you doing, Sue?
Pretty good. Tomorrow with my chemotherapy for the next 5 days, and so it is what it is. So,
Okay.
but
Did
I've
you?
been feeling pretty good so far.
How often are you getting that now?
I did it for 5 days and then 3 weeks off. And I don't know how long it's going to go on like that. It depends on what I go through, so.
Okay. Did you, now were you able, I understand that somebody that you know had some of those oils that I was talking about?
I'm
Oh,
sorry.
your oils.
Oh, right, yes, I did get some oils. A
Okay.
friend of mine gave it to me, and I put it on my head.
I think
Okay.
now you're supposed to do your feet. I gave you that letter.
I think that's our
Yeah.
doorbell.
Are you guys doing like little fairy dances over there? What's going on? So, what oils are you using now?
Using frankincense,
Okay.
Lavender and peppermint.
lavender, and peppermint.
Okay, brilliant. Okay. I think I mentioned to you now, Dr. Young was using this with similar situations to yours, and they just work brilliantly. The people went into complete remission. Now,
Wow.
we're not allowed to say that this works brilliantly, but I just said it. So I have to say this may work brilliantly. Okay. But lavender alone, about, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, I had a young girl for a client, and she told me about her mom, who had a very similar situation to you. She went and bought the lavender, and she put the lavender on her mom just all day long. She just kept putting it on her, a lot of it. And
Oh.
her mom had went into complete remission.
Wow.
Now, that's a distinct possibility. One of the things that the oils do, like particularly lavender, is an anti-carcinogen. So it's absolutely, and one of the reasons that it makes it an anti-carcinogen is that how it oxygenates the cells. And there's no pathogen that can live in a highly oxygenated atmosphere, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like there has to be a lack of oxygen for those cells to thrive. So these oils all, go
Do
ahead.
I just put this on my head or
Now, she did. Now, I recommend that, yes, you do that as well, but on the back of your ears, okay? Put it on the back
Oh.
of your ears, not behind your ears, but right on the back of your ear, okay?
Okay.
That's
Yeah.
got the second most neural receptors on your body other than your feet. Okay?
Wow.
Your feet have the most neural receptors on the bottom of your feet. So that's also a very good place to put all three oils, and especially, for example, the peppermint, because sometimes the peppermint can be a little irritating. I've not experienced it as an irritant, but some people do. Now,
Okay.
the frankincense typically is not an irritant, okay? So you shouldn't have any trouble with that.
Okay.
But what Dr. Jung found was he was actually, what he was doing, and they wouldn't let him do it in the United States. He was doing it in Mexico, but he was actually injecting the frankincense and lavender directly into the areas that were affected. So, but they don't allow that in the United States. So, putting it on topically, though, the oils will be in your system in about 6 to 8 minutes. They'll be in
Wow.
just a, yeah, they'll be in just about every cell of your body in about that time. So the oils will go where they're needed.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great, yeah.
Yeah, it's just how it is. See, the five major chemical constituents of the oil are the same five major chemical constituents that make up our bodies. I always forget one of them, but it's like carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, something else. I always forget one, but they're all the same. And because of this, it has the same kind of organic chemistry or intelligence as your body. So your body knows where to take medicines when you take them. And so do the oils and the bodies together too. Your body knows where the oils need to go. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you ever want to test this out, you can just take some garlic and rub it on the bottom of your feet, and you'll see within 6 to 8 minutes you'll be able to taste it.
Wow. You've done that before, right, Ma?
Say that again?
Oh, I got my mom. I think she's done that before. It sounds familiar. I thought it came from my mom. No?
Oh, that's Anna. I haven't rubbed on the bottom of my feet like that, no.
Yeah, but it's good to
do
that.
I put them on my head.
Good.
I brought her the email on Monday and told her to start doing it. But
okay, good.
Guess I'll have to rub her feet myself.
Okay. And, you know, it's not like a massage. You just can... Like what I would do is I would put it in the palm of your hand and then, you know, mix all three in the palm of your hand together, a couple drops each, you know, and then rub that on the bottom of her hand, of her foot with the palm of your hand. Just apply it. It's not like a massage, although, you could, but it's like the massage isn't necessary. The idea is to apply it to the bottom of the feet.
Okay.
Yeah, it will soak in immediately. The oils travel what's called translipid through the they travel through the cell membranes, so it absorbs immediately into the body. So this highly oxygenates the cells. I'm gonna pull something up here in a minute here. It's this is an extraordinarily good thing to do. Okay.
And you'll find out
and do it. You follow your intuition. You can put it on as much as you want. Now, I would suggest that you start slower because less oils is better, and I'll tell you why. Because it's going to oxygenate your cells so quickly, okay? What's going to happen is your body detoxes, because the more oxygen that you have, the more easily it's detoxed. Okay? And when you detox rapidly, sometimes if you detox too rapidly, okay, then your body, what will happen is it will throw those toxins out anyway as fast as it can.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So sometimes if you have too much toxicity in the body, and it'd be like taking an overdose of medicine, of any kind of medication, it could do more harm than good. Now, with the oils, you can't do harm, but what happens is you want the detox process to go smoothly and easily.
Okay.
If it can't get the normal channels, like for example, when you're doing these oils, it's going to be very good. And I think I mentioned this before, drink lots of water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at that.
These are half your body weight, that many ounces.
Yeah, and half your body weight in ounces.
Yeah, well, I'll have to drink more than I do.
It's a little difficult at first, but don't try to drink a whole glass at a time if your body doesn't, you know, if your body's not liking it. Just sip it, you know, all day long. Just take a little sip here and there, you know, and next thing you know, it'll all be gone. You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to necessarily, you don't necessarily have to take it all at once. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So let me see if there's something else I want to tell you about that. Let's see. I want to just let me think about this. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. Is use your intuition, drink lots of water, put it on the bottom of your feet.
Okay.
What about detoxing in like a hot bath or a hot tub?
Well, I think Epsom salts in a bath would be just wonderful. And here's another thing you can do. You can put like a couple of drops of lavender in the Epsom salts and then pour them into the tub. Okay. And that helps to draw any toxicities out, you know?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, it's wonderful. One of the great oils. Now, it's the most expensive oil in the troop, but it's called rose. And rose oil has a frequency. See, all pathogens have a frequency. We operate at about 68 to 72 Hz. And rose oil has like 328 Hz. So the higher the frequency, the less any pathogens can operate in your body.
Okay.
Okay.
The less what can operate in the body?
It's the frequency of the oil.
Okay.
And so pathogens can't flourish in a highly oxygenated body, and they can't flourish in a high frequency body. If somebody has a pencil or a pen there, you can write down this fellow's name, Royal Rife. It's R-O-Y-A-L. And then Rife, R-I-F as in Frank E. And you Google him, and he discovered a long time ago, he introduced frequencies into the body and completely imploded all cancerous cells, all weaker cells, they just imploded. Because your normal cells operate at a much higher frequency than cells that are ill. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Now, one wonderful thing about lavender, too, it's one of those oils that just about no matter what you need, lavender is a good oil to grab. It's got so many beautiful healing qualities, relaxation, oxygenating the skin, anti-carcinogen, antibacterial, antimicrobial. It just goes on and on.
Wow.
It's one of the most wonderful oils. And frankincense is another incredibly beautiful oil. There's actually also what I would recommend is to get a diffuser, which will put the oils into the air and put that.
Okay.
You have one of those, don't you, Mom?
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I'll have to find it.
Okay.
Didn't I bring you one home from Colorado?
She can diffuse all three of those oils at once?
I would do one at a time.
Okay.
Okay, and just use your intuition. I would start with the lavender.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I saw this young man at one of the conventions, and they showed him he had a tumorous growth so big it looked like he had almost two heads. It connected his shoulder over to the top of his ear, and he had more on his head. And they had him inhaling lavender with a diffuser, and they had this, on the diffuser there's that little glass tube, but they had really long ones. Well, they actually had long glass tubes, and they put them right under his nostrils and diffused it, so it was a high concentration of diffused oils. And 1 year later, which is when I met him, I only saw pictures of him before, he was perfectly normal.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't want you to underestimate this at all. Okay.
Yeah.
This is really, really powerful
wow.
A treatment, okay? And the beautiful thing about it, too, is it's very gentle. There's no side effects. Also, what's going to happen, too, it's going to help you immensely with the chemotherapy and radiation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the antitoxins, as soon as these toxins are created by those particular Well, they're poisons, you know, they're trying to poison the weaker cells. So as soon as that happens, this highly oxygenated state, and you drinking more water, you're going to be able to remove those from your body. And that's very, very important. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, let's go and let's do something else here, because there was something you said a few minutes ago that I want to address.
Okay.
When I said, do you have a diffuser? And the answer is, I don't know where it is. Okay? Now, innocent enough, and who would think about it? You know, nobody was really talking about it. But you see, this is when we become ill in any respect. The illness starts to govern our thinking. Like, it creates this helpless and hopeless mood where I can tell you when I was in a very deep depression a long time ago, my wife had died, my business, the market crashed, you know, and I literally lost everything. My wife, my business, you know, my home, everything. And when I was in that depressed state, I have the most incredible loving family. They will do anything for each other. And I was living in Colorado, and they were in New York at the time this happened. And I didn't even know or remember that I had a family, let alone remember to call them.
Yeah.
That's how the illness takes over your thoughts. So it's very, very important, see, when we say, oh, we have the oils, and a healthy mind will go, oh, what else could we do with them? And a healthy mind would say, oh, we have a diffuser, let's use that. You see?
Yeah.
So it's a very good catch. And your mind is still very healthy. Okay?
Yeah.
You're still sharp, you're still there, you're still progressive, you're still wanting to heal.
Yep.
And so that's a huge plus. So I want you to really give yourself a lot of credit for that.
Amen. Okay.
Well, we have a tendency to beat ourselves up when we're sick, you know, and then feel bad and then start feeling bad that we're feeling bad for others and we're feeling bad for them because they're feeling bad for us. And don't go there. That's a lower vibration thought. So you want to keep your thought process like positive. If that seems like tough some days, just take a look out the window. And if there's any kind of nature or flowers or trees or anything at all that you can get involved with, actually go out and be with them. Because the frequencies of the flowers are very high.
Okay.
That makes sense? And it's just simple. You don't have to try to think of anything else. You just go out and be in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Excellent. So let's do a little bit of a guided visualization.
Okay.
Okay, so if everybody wants to get a little comfortable there. And we'll take a nice deep breath in. And just breathe naturally for a minute or two. And this time I'm going to count to three. When you breathe in, I want you to hold your breath and concentrate on your heart and count seven heartbeats. And then when you're done counting seven heartbeats, just breathe out of your mouth as slowly as you possibly can. So one, two, three, breathe in. Breathe in some more, breathe in a little more, breathe in a little more, and hold. And let the air out of your mouth as slowly as you can. And just start breathing naturally. And now with all of my attention and all of my might, all of my awareness, I focus all of my attention, all of my thoughts, and I put all of my thoughts into the center of my head, no matter what I'm thinking, even the thought that says, what am I thinking? Who knows? Just put it in there. Use your imagination. I put this in there any way that I can. I allow these thoughts just to flow there naturally. Or maybe I put them on little toy trains or wagons, and anytime there's a thought, I just let it slide right down to the center of my head. See it as a beautiful downhill slide, no matter what direction it comes from. All of my thoughts, with all of my awareness and all of my might, is right in the center of my head. I feel a great peacefulness beginning to take over as my body begins to relax. And all of my thoughts, my thought processes, my thinking, my past experiences, whatever comes up, I just put them in the center of my head. They all mix together, just like a glass of water. If I took a drop of water and that drop was one thought, and the water was all the thoughts in the universe, I just dropped that thought into that water. All of my thoughts coming together in such a way that there is no up or down or right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's no individual thoughts. It's just this beautiful place of what appears now to be silence. And now I feel a little stirring. And as I feel that stirring, I realize that I have entered into a beautiful universe. As I look around from the center of my head, I look up and around and I see stars and galaxies and beautiful planets all around me, just as if I was looking at the sky itself. Only this universe is known only exclusively to me. I notice as I'm looking around in this universe, there's one star that shines so much brighter than the rest. As my body is still, and I am listening with every cell of my body, I see beautiful multiple streams of light coming down from this star right into the top of my head. As soon as these beautiful streams of light reach my head, I realize this is my life force. This star is me. It is the energy source of all that I am. I feel completely connected and at one, as truly this is my own energy. I feel those multiple streams, those colors of light coming down through the top of my head, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. And even though I see them as separately, they are complete and fulfilled all throughout, as though these colors are the entire ray of light, not just individual lights. So each one of these lights is streaming through each and every cell of my body, going down through the top of my head, cleansing, purifying, bringing this white light of the Christ consciousness broken into these beautiful rays of light, each one doing a particular job to cleanse, nourish, and heal my body. I feel this light going down through my body and my chest area and my stomach, now down through my, over my buttocks and into my thighs, down through my knees. I actually feel a little vibration in my thighs, down into my calves, and now down out through the bottom of my feet and all the way to the center of the earth. I realize the center of the earth, I feel this most brilliant and beautiful energy. It feels like the Divine Mother. It is the divine female energy of Mother Earth. I feel myself being held in the arms of the Divine Mother in the center of the earth. I'm being coddled and caressed and loved. So pure is this love. I can feel it right in the center of my bones, exciting my bones to create beautiful and new healthy cells. There's a smile on the face of the Divine Mother. She may even look like my own mother or my grandmother. I let this beautiful Divine Mother take a form that I am familiar with as I feel this beautiful being absolutely, unconditionally loving every cell of my body. And I begin to love my Divine Mother back unconditionally. I feel the outward expression of love pouring from each and every cell of my body as we all become one. And now this beautiful stream of light that is me comes up through the bottom of my feet, bubbles up into the bottom of my feet, travels up through my feet into my calves, my knees, my thighs, over my pelvic area, into my solar plexus and into my heart, my chest area. I feel it trickling down my arms and coming up through the top of my head, aligning all of my cells north to south as I feel this most brilliant and beautiful female energy, this wisdom pouring through each and every cell, allowing each cell to be compatible with each and every cell, and all weaker cells to be expelled and dismissed, disintegrated, transformed into energy that my body can use. So powerful is this energy. It is like a beautiful flame of light that burns out all that does not serve me. And now I see those lights again, multicolored streams going to the center of the sun, of this beautiful star. I feel the most incredible, powerful presence, the Divine Father. Perhaps I see this as my own Father, but it is only the form of my own Father. It is actually the Divine Father. I simply allow this to happen so that my physical body can identify. I see myself in the lap of my Divine Father, who is cuddling me and holding me and caressing my head, loving me so powerfully with his eyes, his heart, every cell of his body, so much so I can feel it cleansing and purifying each and every cell, this very pure act of love. Love, the outward centrifugal force, this is what actually creates the healing process, combined with the wisdom of the Divine Mother. The wisdom allowing and bringing the knowledge to the Divine Father to act upon the love. And this beautiful love pours down through this light now, these multicolored streams of light, down through the top of my head. Now I feel aligning all of my cells north to south. I feel a beautiful peacefulness as my body becomes very still and quiet and calm. My emotions are soothed. My mind is quiet. My body is still. And now I add my own particular soul to this male and female energy, forming a brilliant triangle, a trinity that completes the joining of the male and the female energy and the spirit, the soul that is me. I command through this spirit that my body heal. Let my body heal itself now. And that I release all energies that do not belong to me. I reclaim my divinity, my power. And I command all of these cells that no longer serve me to detach and remove themselves right now. As I actually visualize these cells leaving my body in this very moment, the momentum builds as I have begun an action that will not stop until I am completely healed. I constantly and forever, in all those silent moments of my life, visualize all weaker cells in my body removing themselves, separating, leaving, transforming into energy that my body can use. And now I see a most brilliant and beautiful pyramid. This beautiful pyramid is like made out of sticks of golden light. And I see each one of these pyramids in each and every cell of my body. And now I see another golden pyramid surrounding each and every healthy cell of my body. And then I see a pyramid around my entire body. And I see a pyramid around all of the people in this room, and including me. Around this pyramid is a beautiful cube of light. And around that cube is a sphere of light. And in the center of my body, I notice a movement. And there are two triangles, one inverted over each other, forming a beautiful star tetrahedron. The top of this star spinning clockwise will be around to the right, and the bottom swinging, spinning counterclockwise around to the left. This is the male and the female energy in perfect balance, sending beautiful rays of golden vibration into each and every cell, now igniting each and every one of these golden triangles surrounding and inside each and every healthy cell. Raising the frequency, raising the frequency, raising the frequency of my cells, all the cells in my body. I empower all the healthy cells of my body to release and let go all cells that do not any longer belong here. I see them in my mind separating completely from my body and being expelled. With my imagination, I can see them leaving right straight out of my body now in any direction that I please. I can put them on a little airplane, send them away. I use my imagination. Maybe I go around with a big front end loader and I pick up all these cells. And I have wings on that front end loader and I just pick up these cells and fly them right out of there. All cells that no longer serve me. I see it however it is. Maybe I just walk around and pick up those cells and put them in a basket. And then send that basket into multiple dimensions to the appropriate beings who will deal with that energy appropriately. I allow my imagination to completely cleanse and purify my body in any way that my imagination likes to in this moment. And while that is happening, I'm going to vision now another very large pyramid, like exactly the same size of the pyramids in Egypt. Only it's sitting on its side. That pyramid now, from my right side, is pointing right straight to the center of my head. And there's another pyramid on the other side now, pointing straight to the center of my head. Each pyramid spinning clockwise, which means from opposite sides of the body, they are spinning in opposite directions. My higher self knows exactly what to do, so I don't worry about it. And in the center of my head, it is completely still. There's this beautiful thin thread of golden energy passes through my head, right at the center, completely still. And with my imagination, there are two more pyramids right in my, passing through, pointing to my heart, one from the left, one from the right. Solid gold, spinning clockwise, both opposite directions, sending a beautiful energy in opposite directions, creating a perfect balance right in my heart chakra as my heart energy is completely still, allowing my heart to beat at full capacity, cleansing and nourishing my body by pumping the blood effortlessly throughout my entire body. And yet two more pyramids. In my imagination, I see going straight through my solar plexus, my second chakra just below my navel. One on the left, one on the right, spin clockwise each of them, opposite directions, complete stillness right in the center of my body. I feel all of my chakras uniting, all of my cells compatible with each other, bringing tremendous health, oxygenating itself. Cleansing, purifying, nourishing. And now these pyramids begin to move clockwise around my body, around to the right. They slowly spin whatever my imagination speed desires. I am healing myself now. It is done. I pay particular attention to those two pyramids circling around the center of my head as they cleanse and purify, release and let go all energies no longer belonging to me. Peace. 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 I sit in silence for these next few moments and allow my higher self, my perfect presence, my own true Lord and Master, to direct, accomplish, and complete this healing cycle right now. Peace. 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 Just allow all energies to bring you deeper. There are no accidents. I am not bothered by any noises. This healing process is powerfully in place. Peace. 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 peace, peace, peace. I allow all of this healing energy to continue, though I may be engaged in other things, all of these visualizations are going to remain in place. These will actually activate what's known as your Merkaba, your internal and most powerful energy force. It is the force of you that is all that is. How are you feeling now, anybody?
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good, Gregory.
Good.
I'm like ready to fall out of my chair. I'm so good.
This is a good time to look in the mirror. You look a lot younger when you're relaxed, you know. We're all the tension lines go away, and we look so beautiful and peaceful and loving, and it's just that we look younger now. So you have good motivation here. I often go places, and people think I'm about 25 to 28 years younger than I am. And I really credit it. Yeah, I really credit it to my hair is not gray. I would set a set of black hair. It's very full. And I'm 65.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Most of my friends are in their 40s. And it's just kind of how it is, because they're the active ones. You know, they're the ones that get things done and do things. And
yeah.
I'll tell you a secret. It's like I just simply wake up in the morning and very earnestly, because I realize that time is something that we have invented. It is simply a measure of how we have created ourselves to grow old. So I said, well, if time's an illusion and we created it, then it doesn't exist. So I wake up in the morning and I say, thank you, God, for making me one day younger.
Well, that's a good idea.
Why not? Because think of the alternative. And the alternative, I guarantee you, is happening. You take hold of that. Thank you, God, for healing me today. You see, you command it. Whenever we command energy, energy obeys. It's as simple as that. And when we align ourselves with other beings, seeing or unseen, thank you, God, for healing me today. Thank you for making me a day younger.
Yeah.
And you watch what happens. Remember, I talked about it. Everything, every event that occurs in our life is preceded by a thought. So why not put the thoughts in that you want to have there?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. In closing, anybody have anything else they'd like to add or say? Or
I want to ask you about acidic an alkaline body.
Sure.
Is cancer, is that, because like Sue and I went to a class one time, and they had us test with a test strip on our tongue. And I was very alkaline, and Susie was very acidic. And I'm wondering, is that with the cancer, does it grow in acidic? And what can she do to be more alkaline?
That is an excellent, excellent question. I may have a list in my computer about alkaline and acidic foods. Now, it's not proper to say that you have to be completely alkaline. There is use for acidic. But pathogens, again, cannot grow, cannot flourish in a highly alkaline body. It is an acidic body that creates the pathogens to grow. Okay? So by oxygenating her body, that's one thing, the oils will really help. The second thing is to eat as many dark greens as possible. Okay? And that really, because that's high alkaline stuff. Now, what I do also is I use, this is what I do, and I learned this from a grandmaster. I simply, I get carbonated water, but I get naturally carbonated water, like Pellegrino. That's the one I tested that works, that I, from what I can tell, that's like the purest. And Pellegrino water, the sparkling water, and I add like about a teaspoon of baking soda, and I squeeze a half a lemon, and I drink it. And that helps to create a very good alkaline body, helps to create balance in your body.
Okay.
Now while we're talking, hang on, I want to look up and see if I can find this. I had a chart, and let me see if I can find it. Hang on a second. And let's see. Okay, let's see.
Hello?
Let's see, secret of enzymes. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm gonna send this to you, okay? Let's see if I can do it right now. Rotate, nope, markup, nope. Okay, I'll find it and I'll send, send it. Email, perfect. Okay, I'll send it to you right now. Who should I send it to? You're at Susan's house?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll send it to you too, Anna.
Send it to Anna. She forwards it. Sue never opens her computer.
Okay. I'll send it to Anna. I send it to Sue, and I'll send it to Gary. Does he open his?
I don't know. He might. He doesn't tell us.
How about if you send it to me?
Sure.
Well, Anna, I'm going to send all this to you. I brought this all over here this week.
Yeah. Anna will be fine.
Does anybody want to give me another email? I'll send it there too.
Okay. Lindy Van 54.
L-I-N.
T-Y-V-A-N 54. @yahoo.com.
Mom, those vitamins, those Life Pack Nanos that I got you, are supposed to help too.
Okay. Good. Now, nothing, vitamins and all things like that are really good supplemental things. I would go for the dark greens, go for natural, organic if you can. It's really important to me, organic.
Yes.
Darker greens, the better. Okay. Those are highly, highly.
Kale, Ma.
Like, oh, kale's the best. But it's kind of.
She hates kale.
Yeah, it's an astringent, you know, and it's kind of bitter. I love it. I've trained myself. I love astringents more than I love sweets. And that has really helped me. But you can take kale. Here's a great thing to do with it. And get some organic salsa. Some either farmer's cheese or goat milk cheese, some kiwi fruit, you know, something like that, a few walnuts for protein. Brilliant. And you mix a really tasty salad and I put between those things, you know, then you eat those with the kale and it tastes pretty good. And you have like kiwi or something that's very sweet, you know, and kiwi's a superfood, high oxygenator, blueberries, things like that. And there's a lot of schools that say
that sounds good.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And you can find things to do like that. Let me make sure this E just L-I-N-T as in Tom, Y?
L-I-N-D-Y.
Okay.
I can send you guys a joint email.
All right. I'll send it and see if it gets there. If not, you can forward it there. And here it comes. Oops. Okay. No subject. Hang on. Okay. And this is a nice little easy chart, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now a lot of when there's an optimal zone that talks about meat and fish in here, but for what you're doing, if you can, the less meat the better. I don't care what kind it is. People have all kinds of varying ideas about this. But I have a really good friend who is a nutritionist, an acupuncturist, and a chiropractor. And he only takes people who are in very, very tough shape. And he makes them stay at his house, and he only lets them eat greens, and they heal. They get better. So,
how long?
Oh, everyone is a little bit different, you know, but it's like it just depends on a couple of things. Like right now, we are approaching this spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally, all of them at the same time. And that accentuates and speeds up the process, okay? So everything that you can do on every front. Now, let me just roll through. I'm going to go over just a little bit here if it's everybody's okay. So you watch what you ingest, not just what you eat, but what you watch on TV, what kind of conversation you're engaged in. Is it empowering and enlightening? Does it make you feel good? You see? If you're watching a program on TV, is it creating angst or, you know, we think that's energy? No, it's not. It's like constriction. So you're watching shows and ingesting things that are allowing for expansion. Getting into nature as much as you possibly can. You know, get outside and allow nature, the natural biorhythms of the earth, to help you heal. If you're drinking the water, you know, like I recommended the Pellegrino, or drink, try not to even drink. No, I buy, oh, incidentally, I buy the Pellegrino that's in glass bottles. I don't buy anything in plastic. Okay? And I really got a wake-up call. My sister, who is very ill, I was drinking all bottled water, and they just measured a large amount of plastic off-gassing in her. And so she had to stop drinking out of plastic bottles. So it's you know, it's something, get a Brita or something like that and purify your own tap water, probably the best idea. Or get the bottles like Pellegrino in glass bottles. So pay attention to those things, as much organic as you can and as fresh. Fresher is even more important than organic. I never thought I would hear myself say something like that, but because for me, like I bought some strawberries that weren't organic, and I was making smoothies, and I broke out in a big rash. I'm not allergic to strawberries, but I'm allergic to the pesticides they put on them. So it gives me a lesson to keep buying organic foods.
Yeah.
Now, you might think it's more expensive at first, but you could eat much less nutritious food and get more value. Now, if you have a juicer, that's ideal. It's absolutely ideal because you can get 10 times the nutrition just by drinking a glass of, you know, juiced vegetables. So you really take the nutrition without the bulk of all the fiber. And there'll still be enough fiber there to make things work just fine. So these are all
the reasons.
Pardon?
One of the reasons I was telling my aunt and I'm, one of the reasons you overeat is because your body's craving nutrition and you're not eating food that's getting the nutrition you need.
That's right. It's called empty food. Now, here's just some statistics that I saw, and don't quote me because I'm going to make them up. but I mean, I'm going to be pretty close, okay? But I just don't remember exactly what they are. But the foods that we get are already, I think they said something like 78% of the nutrition is gone. That's in their raw state because of the GMOs, because it was picked so many months before it actually hits to us, or weeks or whatever. The time frame, it was picked before it was ripe. Then it's introduced to chemicals and pesticides and things, you know, and transport and all of these things. Now, and if you cook the food, it literally goes down in single digits, like 1 to 10% nutrition of what might possibly be there. If you overcook the food, you're down close to less than 2% of nutritional value, because we've killed all the enzymes, and that's where the nutrition is. So going raw, going organic, going as dark greens as you can, as high alkaline foods as you can possibly do, and minding, be mindful too that you do need some acidic, okay? Some. So you're eating fruits, vegetables, you know, avocados, like it says there, almonds, great. As soon as you head towards the acidic, see, that's mildly acidic. You see, it starts to turn green on the chart. I don't know if you've got it in front of you, but it just starts to move in. So once in a while, you may have some of these other things, you know, once in a while.
Can you send me that chart too, Greg, if you didn't send it to me?
I'm sorry?
Can you send me that chart too, if you didn't send it to me?
Oh, gee, you're breaking up a lot. I can barely hear you.
So, can you send that?
She wants you to send the chart to her.
Oh, I did. I sent it to Sue, and I sent it to Anna, and I sent it to Gary, and I sent it to Lynn, L-I-N, that one.
All right, somebody just forwarded it to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks, Greg.
All right. All right. Well, listen, you have a wonderful and lovely evening. Thank you so much for being here. This was wonderful. I'm glad I got to spend time with just you guys, so it all kind of worked out well that I blundered yesterday. Okay. All right. God bless and have a wonderful evening.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Okay. Yep. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.